35.
What is on your mind? You could be forgiven if it's a great Christmas meal or that perfect Christmas present or time with families. What did you say?
I love my Christmas present from you. I really do.
Steve is enjoying his Christmas present as we speak. Ladies and gentlemen, first time. We're making a little radio history here today because Mr. Bakken is actually in the miracle chair we were talking about on the air on Monday. Are you happy with the present?
This is beautiful.
I didn't even put a bow on it.
I didn't need one.
Didn't need one.
Didn't need one.
You're happy. Everything's good?
Copacetic.
We have a special guest here with us today as well.
I start snoring.
I put our youngest member of the Hannon family to work today. Haley is with me at in the studio. Hello, Haley.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you?
Good.
And Haley had a very special request, Steve, to go out and shop the day after Christmas when the store is open at 8 this morning. Can you believe that?
How'd you do?
Good.
What'd you get?
It's out front. Lots of stuff, though.
Lots of stuff. What was your favorite store? Where'd you have to go?
Bath and Body Works.
Ah.
Why is that your favorite store?
Because it smells good in there.
So this is, you're all girl, right?
Yeah.
So it's Bath and Body products. And to give you an idea, she had gift cards from numerous family members that she requested Bath and Body Works. So she spent just about $100 today at Bath and Body Works of her Christmas gift cards. But how much did you save?
Like 250 some.
So if she had purchased this before Christmas at Bath and Body Works, she would have had a $350 haul. Can you believe that?
It's quite the little bargain shopper.
No kidding. What was the best part of Christmas, Haley?
Spending time with family.
And I did not tell you to say that either, did I?
No.
Was that really the best part?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Nice.
Is that the best part of Christmas? You were up with your grandma, right?
Yeah, actually, I'd changed my plans, or my plans had gotten changed, and my grandma was coming off the flu, so I went up to see her. She was not feeling well, so I went up and made her dinner and made sure she ate and got her down the road to recovery a little bit.
So you got to see Granny.
Yeah, spent some quality time there.
That's beautiful. And we want to know, folks, what the best part of your Christmas was this year. How was Christmas for you? What was the best part? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to weigh into a couple of controversies, one in Minot, one in Bismarck a little later on in the program. And later this hour, we'll find out what's going on with the situation in Minot at the state fairgrounds and the order removal of Pioneer Village. And we also want to talk a little bit about a situation that is gripping one Bismarck neighborhood. And dig into that a little bit. Steve, you know about this story. How long has this been waging? What's going on there?
Well, the old Baptist home got purchased by Ruth Meyer's Hospitality House, which does some wonderful work. They do absolutely amazing work within the community and helping some of the underprivileged and getting people to that hand up instead of a handout. Unfortunately, where this Baptist home was purchased, they want to move that to be their new quote-unquote corporate headquarters. The problem with that is it's in a residential neighborhood. It's also right across the street from the state capitol grounds. Now, you've got the state capitol grounds. You've got a small park just to the north adjacent to the property, and you've got a major park in Bismarck that is fairly close as well. Numerous schools. And the residents in the neighborhood, I do not blame them in the slightest. They're not happy. You know, having a facility that's going to have a soup kitchen, it doesn't belong in a residential neighborhood. Bottom line, it does not belong in a residential neighborhood. It's going to detract from their property values.
One thing I feel compelled to say is I think the people that do this kind of work have a special place in heaven.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a need, obviously, and the fact that these places are you know, they're not empty, you know, so there's a need there. But the question is, where is it an appropriate place to put it? The Bismarck Planning and Zoning Commission initially denied the location and now is reconsidering it. So Bismarck Attorney Bob Snyder will be here next hour, and we'll dig into that a little bit as well on the program. In the meantime, tell us the best part of Christmas for you. What was the best part of Christmas? And anything else, Haley? What was second on your list? Spending time with family was number one. What was number two?
Playing with Henry.
And who is Henry?
And Hammerlick's new dog.
Yes. We spent a little time yesterday on Christmas Day with Mike and Beth Hammerlick, which would be my wife's sisters, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. And they have a new, it's a Bernese, right? It's a Bernese hound dog?
Mountain dog.
Mountain dog, yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
This thing puppies.
And it's a puppy, and it's a beauty. So Haley got to hang out with Henry yesterday, which was pretty fun.
Big fluff ball.
Exactly right. All right, Haley, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you very much.
Love you.
All right, go on. And you're going to do a haul video now, aren't you?
No, I need to go to bed.
You don't need to go to bed. You got a
She's all shopped out.
John in Fargo, what's on your mind? He wants to talk Christmas. What was the best part of your Christmas, John?
Well, I've got a little Christmas story for you.
Lay it on.
It's almost unbelievable. I work with a fella, and he asked me if I I got a beard, and everybody tells me I look like a lot like Santa Claus. So I got a Santa Claus hat, and I agreed to go over to his house on Christmas Eve. Well, he texted me on his address, and his address is exactly, and I mean, this had to be predestined. It had to be. I lived at that same address 39 years ago. And it was in a trailer court, and kind of hard to find. I knew exactly where it was. But it was 39 years ago. I lived at that same address. And this had to be predestined. It just had to be.
That's so unbelievable. So did the second you saw the address, did it come back to you, or did you have to get there to realize it was the same place?
Oh, no, I knew it. I knew when I saw the address. I knew it. I said, that's where I lived. 39 years ago. We moved out in 1975, July of 1975.
And tell me why he texted you again.
Well, I agreed to do Santa Claus, and I had put a Santa Claus hat on, and I had a beard. And so I presented myself to Santa Claus and gave a gift. And I just couldn't believe when he texted me his address. I didn't have his address at first. But he texted me his address, and I went over there, and it was, this had to be predestined. It just had to be. It can't happen.
Well, first of all, everything's predestined, right? My mom used to have this saying, still does, that, you know, coincidences are God's sealed orders, right? So I would say that's no coincidence. That's pretty cool, and what a neat way for you to spend Christmas. So how was it when you got over there then, Santa?
Oh, it was. It was fun. It was, you know, because it was in trailer courts, it was different mobile home than what we lived in. And when we first got married, that's what we bought was a mobile home because it was, you know, that's what we did. And but that's the exact address. It was uncanny and just unbelievable. I told my wife and I said, what was our address? When we lived in West Fargo, and she says, well, it was, and I won't say it on the air, but she gave me the address, and I said, I'm going over there. And, you know, I said, I'd do, present myself to Santa Claus, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. This had to be an act of God or something. I don't know. But I don't think this world has that many years left anyway. But it was unbelievable.
That's my Christmas story. That's a good Christmas story, John. That's a dandy, and I hope Santa was well received when you got there.
Oh, he was very well received. Oh, by the way, I wrote your name at Shields. You know, you might recognize me.
You wrote my name at Shields. What do you mean?
Well, you had a deal at Shields on 13th Avenue.
Yes.
And I wrote your name for you.
You did?
Yes.
I still don't know what you mean, though, by writing my name.
It was pretty fancy.
Was that right? Oh, you do calligraphy?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Anyway, I thought you might remember it. So, anyway, A lot of people, when I write their name, they frame them, or my handwriting is in a lot of countries and stuff. But
well, it's a special art. That's a special art. Love going to Shields too. It's a great spot. We're going to be there quite a few for quite a few special occasions in 2014, and we're looking forward to it. They're one of our new What's on Your Mind sponsors for the new year, so looking forward to that. John, great story. Thanks for sharing. Have a great Christmas, okay?
Yep. You too.
Christmas doesn't end now, does it? We're going to keep this going for a little while, aren't we, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. I don't get into New Year's mode until probably Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to milk this a little bit.
Exactly right. All right, folks. It's the best part of your Christmas is here. Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Can you top John's story there? That's pretty good. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. We will continue. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
On your mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Best Christmas memory? Do you have one this year? I'd like to find out what yours is. Can you top John's from Fargo? My Christmas memory this year is my plans got changed, and they got drastically changed last minute this year, and then you know, things kind of happened for a reason. Wound up running up to East Grand Forks, seeing my grandma. Of course, you know, she just turned 90 this fall, Scott. And,
You know, every minute I can spend with her is great, but she was getting over the flu, wasn't feeling well, and her plans got changed because the family she was going to spend time with wound up those plans washed out, and my plans washed out. So things got to happen for a reason, so I got to spend some quality time with my grandma this year.
That's fabulous. It's what Christmas is all about. Those are the ones you remember for generations, right?
It's about the family time. It truly is. Yeah, I mean, your daughter was right. You know, spending time with family. What's better than that?
What is better than that is right. In fact, we have that very question up on our Facebook page today, and the question is simply this. What was the best part of your Christmas this year? When I answer that, you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a few of your answers. Chuck says, when my son was asked what his favorite Christmas present was, and he replied, the birth of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That would be a proud papa moment there, Chuck. Way to go. Susan says, family getting together. Bobby says, our traditional birthday cake for and singing happy birthday to Lord Jesus. Ole says, being with my lovely wife, Liz, and family. Nancy says, finding out Monday that my grandson's cancer has completely gone away. A long 6 months of chemo, but he beat it. Now he can start his life again in college in January. How's that for cool?
That is awesome.
That's a great one. Top these folks. Come on, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see here. Lee says the best part of his Christmas celebration this year was that he could watch the snow falling in peace without the phone ringing off the hook. There you go. Good idea. I don't know what Lee does for a living, but maybe move snow. And nobody cared on Christmas. Sock us in. We don't care. Dawn says, just quiet time with family. Leslie says, helping a man out of a snowbank. That's something, those little things like that stick with you, like John, the caller earlier. It's a call for his Santa services and gets the address, and he actually lived in that same spot. Deborah says, grandchildren. Jerry says, not being bothered by bill collectors. Do bill collectors take Christmas off? I hope so. They need a Christmas, too. Nathan says, having a new baby in our home this Christmas after feeling sad last Christmas due to the loss of our last baby.
Aww.
God is so faithful. None of us deserve his mercy that came and comes through Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Nathan. Lisa says, family time. Rochelle says, it was all good. So thankful. Terry says, the birth of our first grandchild. How about that? That's Terry Wansick from Jamestown, North Dakota. Way to go, Wansicks. The first grandchild in the family. Terry's, of course, in the Senate, represents Jamestown in the state legislature. David says, celebrating a redeeming and risen Savior with family. And Jeannie says, celebrating the meaning of Christmas with grandchildren, watching them opening gifts. There you go. The favorite part of your Christmas this year? Share it with us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I hope folks...
Mine's right now, actually.
Steve is enamored with this miracle chair, folks. Can you hear the...
This is the best present you've ever got me, Scott.
Should we explain what this is? Mm. We talked about it Monday on the program, but maybe folks missed it. The miracle chair is a massage chair, I guess, for lack of a better term.
But they need a computer degree to figure out this screen.
Well, it has all kinds of different settings and modes. I just picked, there's one of four that I pick. Refresh. You see that? Refresh?
Yeah, I got the refresh.
What else is on there?
Relax.
Yeah.
Extend, which I've done several times already.
Yeah. Extend, like, stretches you out.
Yeah, that, and it also adds time.
Yeah, extra time. There's heat therapy in this chair.
And recover.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The zero gravity is awesome. I didn't understand the airbags until Mark's like, oh, no, you got to tuck into the airbags with your arms. I'm like, oh. Ho, 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 ho.
And by the way, if you want to see the chair in action, you can go to miraclechair.net. Miraclechair.net.
Or you should take a picture and put it up on our Facebook page.
I will. I'll take a picture of you in it and put it up on Facebook. But it is it's a state-of-the-art massage lounger, and you just sink into the cushions on this thing. They have massage nodes that travel up and down your back, and it actually detects your body shape, so it, like, custom designs. My favorite part is that zero-gravity position, because you feel like you're in space. And, I mean, you literally feel like there's no gravity.
Chair, the final frontier.
Exactly. And, it's perfect for any home. Very low energy consumption, and it's a great deal. So, miraclechair.net if you want it. And it's now distributed in North Dakota by Generous Jerry Breyer. out of Grand Forks.
You might know that name from the fireworks.
Exactly. By the way, did you know there's fireworks now? There's a new law. They can sell fireworks for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve fireworks. I like that idea.
Exactly right. So lots of reasons to go see the Generous
Well, if you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, a lot of the reason the fireworks restrictions are around are because of fire dangers.
Don't have to worry about that.
What do you got to worry about on New Year's?
Anyway, you can give them a call for a free test drive, just like Steve's doing, at 701-746-9950. Tell them Scott and Steve sent you. Tracy in North Dakota, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you. Go ahead.
Same to you. I guess our best part of Christmas was probably our service at our church, which ended with a baptism. And that was great. But we also had to Skype with family to open presents, which was great to have family all present that way. But our best thing was our daughter in Vail, Colorado, had been home. And on her way back to Colorado, she lost her belongings, her purse and everything. And a real estate agent in Colorado found it, which it did have a lot of money in it. And returned it with no questions asked. He called us because our identification was in there, and we got a hold of her daughter in Vail so she could get everything back, and that was a blessing.
Wow. There's a good Samaritan move, huh?
Yes, it was. We're very appreciative of that man.
And I bet that was a bit of a worry for your daughter for some time. Well, that's missing. Never fun.
Well, the funny thing was she didn't know she had lost it until we called her to let her know.
Well, good. She didn't have to worry about it, but you got it back safe and sound. And I love the Skype thing for opening presents.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great idea.
That was great. That was great.
Yep. Skype is a service where you're chatting by video, two-way video, yep. And you can see each other for folks that aren't familiar with Skype.
A lot of the smart TVs now have that. So you can do that on a 70-inch TV if you wanted to.
You got to be away from family. What a neat way to connect with them. Yeah,
yep.
That's pretty cool.
You folks have a happy New Year. Christmas is over, but
it's not over
still
yet.
There.
We're refusing to let it go, Tracy.
No, I'm not
going to
let it go, Tracy.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Not until this weekend. I'm not going to let Christmas go until after Sunday morning service on Sunday.
That's fine.
Then I'll transition.
About the time the Bison take the field in Frisco, I'll consider it, Christmas over.
I'm going to wait
until January 4th.
That one we got to get to yet.
Exactly right. In fact, we're bringing What's on Your Mind to Frisco, Texas this year. We're going to broadcast the Friday before from down in Frisco because all of North Dakota is going to be there, so whoever's left, turn the light out. There you go.
There'll be a lot of us out here. A lot of hungry cattle out here need to be fed. So
that's true. Somebody's got to stay home and feed the cattle, right?
That's right.
Exactly right. I hope we thawed out a few of those cattle. Remember there was all the frozen. Drink for the cattle. Back with more on What's on Your Mind straight ahead coming up. Thanks, Tracy.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off. Get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I'm not ready to give up Christmas bumper music yet, Steve, are you?
No, not at all. 'Tis the season.
Yeah, Aaron, go ahead and throw a little Christmas bumper music in here. Let's do a do-over on the return to the break on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinn on 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Do we have a little Christmas bumper music we can do there? All right. Next break. Next break we'll have it. Is our guest on? Okay, our guest is on.
Good morning.
Next break, Steve, okay?
All right.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
Good. Bruce Brooks is the treasurer of the Ward County Historical Society. And for folks that have not been following this controversy, Pioneer Village has been asked to vacate the North Dakota State Fairgrounds in Minot. And so there's obviously some concern among supporters of the Pioneer Village. For folks that have not seen that before when they've been up there for the State Fair or other times, tell us a little bit about Pioneer Village and the history, Bruce.
Well, we actually started there in about 52. With the predecessor to the State Fair. And then when the State Fair became the State Fair, the property was transferred over, and they were honoring some agreements, one of which was our existence there. Steve was up there this summer, and I had a nice talk with him telling him what we've got going there. We had a really bad flood damage during the 11 flood, but we're back in shape now. We've got 12 buildings. I can go through the list if you want to, but they're just 12 of the older buildings and older example buildings. We've got some great exhibits, old cars, old farm machinery, a lot of old turn-of-the-century goods. We've got a 1906 house that is fully equipped at about the 1910-1915 era. Furniture and everything else. Got an old school. We have an old 1904 church that's fully up and operational. We've had church services in it. We'll have more. Just a lot of really good, interesting things preserving the culture that's disappearing far too fast.
You know, I had an opportunity to go through, because you gave me the Cook's tour of everything that was going on, and where you've come so far so quickly after the flood is just amazing. The biggest need from a building standpoint, you look pretty good, but a lot of those old cars, some of the old equipment, some of the old machinery, where are you at with that? Because I know that was a big concern as far as getting some of that equipment rehab, because a lot of that was irreplaceable.
A lot of it is irreplaceable. All but one of the old cars has been cleaned up and refurbished. They're not running yet, and some of them will never run again. But they have been made up to exhibit quality. We've got a couple of old, we got a doctor's buggy and another horse-drawn vehicle there that are redone. They're almost like new. The insides of all the buildings now, with the exception of the depot, have been filled with exhibits and things that we were rescued, that were rescued from the flood or also donated to us. We just finished the last building, which is the depot, the old Sawyer Depot, and we don't know what we're going to put in there. We've got so many different exhibits that we're going to have to figure out a way to rotate them through. One of the things we did add this year was a veterans exhibit. Our intern that was given to, sponsored to us from the Minot University, set up a veterans room. He's a returned Iraqi vet, and we've got the stuff that goes back to the, I think, the First World War forward of basically local people, their uniforms, equipment, stories, and things like that. And we want to do that to honor the vets, obviously, because we've got the room for it and certainly the willingness in the area to help us do that.
Well, Bruce, explain to me what's going on here. I understand the State Fair Board has asked, this goes back earlier this year, I think their first was a request that you be out by September or come up with a relocation plan at least. And now there's talks of eviction notices if Pioneer Village is not removed most of its building from the state fairgrounds by January 13th. I understand the fair board wants to use the space you now occupy for future growth and for their current needs, and has this master plan that does not include the Pioneer Village. You're contending, if I understand this dispute correctly, that under the terms of a 1966 contract, you're under no obligation to move. So are you going to move? Is there a compromise here? Where's this dispute at?
Well, first of all, we have no plans to move. We'll stick with our original belief, and that's that 66 agreement gives us the right to be there. I don't want to get into the legal part, but the notice that we got on the 16th of December was a kind of a surprise Christmas card. There's no way possible to move buildings off by the 13th of January. So I'm assuming they'll go in and file an eviction work, an eviction legal action, and then we'll just have to go to court. We feel like for the past 50-some years we've been an asset for the fair, and that the small footprint that we have, about 2 acres out of 150-plus acres that the fair has, certainly can be accommodated in any sensible planning. And most of our visitors come during the fair and during Hoosfest, because we're a secondary attraction. We're not the main reason that people come to Minot. While they're in Minot at the fair or something else, they'll come down and get a taste of the culture of 100 years ago. And that's what our goal has been. We've never tried to make money. We just simply try to preserve and display. And apparently the plans that the fair has been thinking about anyway don't include that.
Bruce, I look at it as something that I always go see when I'm at the fair. I always make sure, Hoosfest, I always stop by because of that history aspect, that connection to the past, and you've got an incredibly great facility there. As far as the fair is concerned, the reason the fair wants you out of there is because they're out of room to grow. Is that correct?
That's what they say.
So have they been working with you at all as far as an alternative? If there was another piece of property that was adjacent to the fairgrounds but not on the fairgrounds, would that be a solution for both parties on this? Or do you just not want to move? Or do you feel that it's a big enough asset to the fair and to the Hoosfest and the festivities that go on the fairgrounds there that you shouldn't have to move?
Well, basically, our concept is to have history and culture displayed, and not many people are going to come specifically for that. We get some visitors to town simply to come to the Pioneer Village, but the huge majority, for example, at fair last year, we had about 3,700 walk-in visitors, but they were already there. They didn't have to come to town, find us, find a parking place, and then come aboard. They were at the fair. It was a nice, quiet time. They could get away from all the noise on the midway and things, bring their kids over, and they could run around and play and do some old-timey things. which they couldn't or wouldn't do if we were out of town or off the main drag. They offered us two pieces of property. One was smaller than we've got now and wouldn't help us. The other one was off the beaten path. Plus, it would have taken a huge amount of work to solve a pretty serious drainage problem. But if we had to move, we would have to become a commercial organization, and we've not built for that, never wanted to be that, and they want us to become something like Buckshot Junction or Bonanzaville. And we have never aimed to be that.
So how do you sort of broker some middle ground here? I mean, I know that you mentioned that the offer for other land was put forward. Has anybody sat down and said, hey, look, let's just play North Dakota nice here and see if we can't, you know, accommodate the need for growth of the state fairgrounds and also accommodate what Pioneer Village brings to the state fair and Husfest in that area and, you know, find a better adjacent piece of property, maybe get some financial help? I mean, is there any middle ground? Are there any adults in the room trying to figure this out, Bruce?
Well, I think we've tried. There are a couple of misunderstandings that have been floating around. We have never wanted to expand. We don't want to expand our footprint at all. We're happy where we are. We can manage what we've got. We attract a lot of people where we are. And we're not in the way of the fair, actually. We're off to one side. If we were in the middle, I could understand why they'd want us out of there. We were way off to the west side. But they think that we need to be someplace else. And no one has talked about specifically what it would cost to put us someplace else and keep us in business. If we moved, we'd need a large area for the buildings. We'd need a sort of a reception research building, which somebody'd have to pay for. We'd have to have a lot of parking, plus signage and advertising. All of that basically comes with the state fair now. And we don't have an endowment. We'd have to have a huge endowment to pay the people to run the place. Plus, we'd have to make money selling, souvenirs and Cokes and things like that. And we're just not built for that, have never wanted to be built for that, and don't want to be built for that.
So where do we go from here? You're just a flat-out, stalemate here, it sounds like.
It's court.
Tell it to the judge, huh? And in that case, it'll be a matter of interpreting that contract from 1966, which they say says, yeah, you can have one building, and you say, no, it's several buildings, right?
Correct. But the article in the paper that you're reading or read, there's a lot of ambiguity in there that has to be thought about, too.
Well, I'd ask folks across North Dakota that have seen this as a time-honored tradition during your state fair travels or Husfest, whether or not you think the fair board's right here in needing the space or whether the Historical Society of Ward County is right in wanting to maintain that history. Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve?
Bruce, what kind of feedback have you got as you put out feelers from the community, Ward County residents, across the state of North Dakota? What are people saying? I'm sure they're aware of the situation right now.
Well, the people who've been at the fair and our local community certainly know about it because we've talked and we've had some petitions. We've had a couple thousand petitions asking the fair board to leave us where we are. The letters to the editor of the Minot Daily News back in the spring when this is really hot here were 9-1 for us. But the people on the fair board we've talked to tend to disregard polls and things like that.
Keep us posted, Bruce, if you would. We'll continue to follow it as well and certainly invite folks to weigh in this as well.
We'd like the state to know about it because it's a state fair, and the state should certainly worry about the culture that we are losing too quickly.
Good point. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate you.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Christmas bumper music. I like it. We're going to keep this going at least through the rest of this week. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. What's your best Christmas memory from this year? Do you have a good memory? Another good question is, what's your best memory of Pioneer Village up at the State Fairgrounds? Have you and been to the State Fair and not gone to Pioneer Village?
And who's right in this dispute? I mean, the State Fair is saying we need the room to expand. The Ward County Historical Society is saying, hey, we have an agreement from 1966 granting us a space, and now they're heading to court. Who's right? Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550, and Chuck in Minot is waiting to weigh in. Good morning, Chuck. What's on your mind?
I already feel like next Christmas, ready for next Christmas after that bumper music. Thank you there.
You're welcome.
Since this is going to go to court, I think that the thing to remember is words say what the law means, what it says it means. And this is the interesting part there. The contract they signed in 1966 refers to a building. But if you've ever dealt with restraining orders, so you take out a restraining order against someone and then you have a beer with them that voids the restraining order, the county fair board will, or state fair board rather, will no doubt say, well, we said one building, not 13. But in the last however many years, they've allowed 12 additional buildings to get put onto that property with their full, I mean, they can't say that those buildings were snuck onto the property, can they? So they have been allowing this property to grow and grow and grow over the years. And I think that just the precedent of them having allowed all these buildings to get moved onto that property over the last 60 years sort of voids out any claim they have that this says, well, we said one building, not 13, which I think is going to be one of their claims, don't you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because that's a dispute. They're saying it only allows for one building, and the attorneys are going back and forth on the interpretation of that. But to your point, Chuck, okay, at building 2, 3, 4, 5, where's your protest? Where's your letter saying, hey, wait a minute, you're exceeding
where's the proof that you were protesting this in 1985, back when they were trucking these things on wholesale? Absolutely. So I just don't see, I mean, if you assume the law means what the words in the law said, the contract say they mean, where is their claim? Where's the validity to their claim here? So I think I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that that works to the Pioneer Village's advantage. Which
Chuck,
I'm going to cross my fingers. Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call, Chuck. What do you think about the Pioneer Village? Is it an integral part of the North Dakota State Fair? I think it is. Kurt in North Dakota, what's your thoughts this morning? What's on your mind?
See, I think the Pioneer Village should be allowed to stay. I think our cities and our states and country wasn't built on history, not almighty dollar. We got to have this so we can get more people here, so we can make the bigger dollar. If it wasn't for, like I said, the history of the state of North Dakota, we would have a North Dakota State Fair.
Well, here's my take. If obviously they need the space and they claim that it doesn't work, then I would at least say, okay, we'll foot the bill to move you to a mutually agreeable spot, right? So in other words, you wouldn't erase history. You could still have it. It's just a question of where. But if I'm the Ward County Historical Society and I see those two ginormous draws of the State Fair and the Hoost Fest, I'd want to be in the general vicinity of that area for people that have gone there. But any move to accommodate, the State Fair, to me, they ought to come with the bucks and help them do it. And they're not really doing that. They're just saying move, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the bad thing about it, you know. The State Fair, just like any other city, it's all about the almighty dollar. The heck with what the people say. We need to have this, but we can look good on the map for the next generation. That's all it is just money.
I hope it isn't just that, but it sure looks like, I can understand the State Fair wanting to grow and expand, and, I don't know if they're landlocked or if they can't do this event center or whatever else it is they want to do with that space. I mean, I could master plan. They need the space. Okay, fine. But they seem unneighborly here to me to not want to accommodate a new spot for the Pioneer Village.
Right. But like I said, I think the history was there before the carnival and the concerts and stuff like that.
Well, according to Bruce, he just told us 1952, which predates the State Fair. So this thing, the fair came up after Pioneer Village. So they've got some strong arguments here on the history. So
can't we all just get along?
Yeah, that's why I would think the city fathers of Minot would sort of just sit down and figure this out. This is unneighborly and doesn't smack well for Minot. That's me. Figure it out.
And I'd also like to throw out something for the local sheriff's department, police department, the highway patrol for being out taking care of business while everybody else was at home enjoying their family. They were out doing their job, and they should be thanked for it and possibly a bonus.
Good idea, Curtis. Shout out to those folks that had to work on Christmas to protect and defend us, right, and keep us safe on the streets and all those folks. Good, very good, very good suggestion. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate the call. All right, about a half a minute. John wants to weigh in on this fair dispute, too. John, quickly, got about a half a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, my mother was a Minot early, way, way back. She had friends their house was moved over to that Pioneer Village, you know, from way back. But who's going to pay for this new state fair center that they think they want to put in there? How many convention centers do they need in this state? They'll go to the city of Minot, the people in Minot. We want your money. How about, if this is a state fair, how about the farmers across the state paying for this?
All right, there's a few suggestions there. John, thanks for the call. See if others agree with you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More of your calls, plus an update on a Bismarck neighborhood dispute before the end of the next hour. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.